Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Half an hour to go before we turn this thing over to AWOD Radio up in Brooklyn. We're live in D.C. all week. 2.5 hours left to go. Half an hour today, 2 hour Friday show tomorrow. I want to thank our friends at Cowan Gates for making this week possible. They're not only huge supporters of Virginia Tech Athletics, right? You hear their name all the time during our Hokie programming, but they also have tons of boots on the ground initiatives in Richmond. They support the National MS Society. They do all sorts of great fundraising and charitable work. And of course, they are one of the best law firms, not just locally, but in the entire country. Call them 804-320-9100 online at cowangates.com. They've got us up here in D.C. Been a fun week so far. I think today, for my money, is as good as it gets. Quarterfinal Thursday at the ACC tournament. North Carolina and FSU both on the court right now. Florida State will be wearing the burgundy unis. UNC going with the white. Today, the white-on-white look for the Tar Heels. Armando Bacot, his chance to walk away with an ACC title before he leaves a very strong career at North Carolina. We've also got Pitt against Wake at 2:30. I'm fired up for Pitt against Wake. I think that's got all the makings of a very good game. Two teams that are on the tournament bubble right now trying to play their way in. And you know those games get feisty when that happens. That's going to be a fun one. Come back tonight at 7. It's Duke against NC State. A little North Carolina flavor there. Duke, obviously, along with North Carolina, one of the two best teams in the ACC this year. Those two are head and shoulders above everybody else. Then tonight at 9:30, find your way over to 11:40. WRVA will have UVA basketball for you. Cavaliers take on Boston College in a matchup I don't like even a little tiny bit. I thought if UVA had gotten to play Clemson, they could have lost, protected their seed, protected their standing in the tournament. I don't think that's true if UVA loses to Boston College tonight. I think that's become a really big game for them and a big test of Tony Bennett's team keeping things together here in March and keeping things together at a crucial time of the season. Up in Brooklyn, St. Joseph's about to tip off with Richmond. Your Richmond starting five today. Jordan King, Delani Hunt, DJ Bailey, Isaiah Bigelow, and Neil Quinn manning the five. That's your experience lineup right there. Spiders rolling at the right time and certainly an opportunity for them to back up that one seed by getting things started against St. Joseph's here. That game tips in a couple minutes. We didn't get a chance to get to the NFL today. That's fine. We'll wrap that up tomorrow. We just had too much basketball today. I just love this day too much. Quarterfinal Thursday gets me excited just thinking about it. But I do want to mention, obviously, Bobby Wagner to the Commanders, linebacker with the Seahawks, who spent a little time with the Rams as well as part of that Legion of Boom defense. You remember Dan Quinn was the coordinator of that group under Pete Carroll, won the Super Bowl, came really close to winning another one. Bobby Wagner, integral part of that. A lot of veteran guys, a lot of guys who Dan Quinn's going to lean on to set the tone for this team, and certainly Bobby Wagner qualifies as that, not just a leader, but a big-time vocal leader as well. Right here on The Fan in a bit, you're going to hear VCU take on UMass. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Yesterday was a really disappointing performance by the Rams, I thought. Fordham scores 38 on you in the first half. That's a bad number for VCU in that defense. The defense buckles down in the second half, but still, you saw a Fordham team that wanted it and was fighting and was scrappy, and I don't know that I saw that inside for VCU. Now, their problems with not having a five are well-documented, but there were a number of plays inside that just didn't get finished down the stretch. There were a number of shots that just didn't get made. There were a number of times where I thought, man, this is not the VCU basketball team I expected to see in this game. Now, beauty of the tournament, wind it back. It's a fresh day. They're favored over UMass today. They're 1.5-point favorites. By the way, I disagree with both lines today in the early games, okay? Richmond is favored by 3.5 over St. Joseph's. I love the Spiders in this one. I think they make a statement. I think they come out shooting. VCU, I'm taking points. I want UMass in points. I think UMass is a good team. They're very well coached. I just think VCU has the fatal flaw of not being able to finish games right now. I think a well-coached team, Frank Martin obviously has a UMass squad. I think that's a difference maker. One thing I like for the Rams, though, Joe Bamisil, he missed two free throws yesterday in a key moment. That's the guy – this is going to sound weird. That's the guy I want missing two key free throws, because that's a guy who's going to come back out today and put it completely behind him. Here's VCU coach Ryan Odom after yesterday's game talking about Joe Bamisil and his importance to the team.
Yeah, we all believe in Joe. Joe believes in Joe, but you're always going to have moments where it's like some weird things happen to you. And certainly that was one of his moments. Like, he could bang a three, and then all of a sudden he's wide open at the free throw line and just didn't make them today for some reason. But he made the key ones, you know, that he needed to down the stretch. And Joe was very vocal in the timeouts, you know, when it was tie game. You know, he was talking to the guys and motivating the guys, and very positive, you know, with his communication. And others did that for him, you know. And a lot of, you have to have a short memory in basketball, right? And we try not to look in the rear view too many times. And so as his coach and his teammates, you know, they're encouraging him, because we've seen him do so many great things, especially at the free throw line too, that is bound to go in.
Yeah, Joe believes in Joe is possibly the understatement of the century. Joe's going to put the last one behind. He had the great line to Robbie and Rodney earlier this year. When I shoot the ball, only God knows if it's going in. I've moved on to the next one. Whatever happens, happens. That's Joe Bamisil. That's why we love him. And you know he's put that performance from yesterday behind him. But I don't know. I don't have a great feeling about this one, VCU-UMass. VCU's favored, though, as we say. Vegas knows. I don't know. I'm just a local sports talk host telling you. You can hear the game right here on 910 The Fan. Official pregame starts at 1:15. Of course, AWOD will be courtside at the Barclays Center starting at noon when we throw this show over to him in about 22 minutes. Right here, you hear the Florida State band, Florida State, and Jameer Watkins with a big win over Virginia Tech yesterday. The ACC tournament is weird because it's very different from any other like event in terms of the media. So normally after a game, like, we go into a little room, we chat with Ryan Odom, we chat with the players. So two things happen at the ACC tournament. The coach and the player of the game go to, like, an auditorium, essentially. There's hundreds of seats. They're up on a big stage with a spotlight. The questions are very formal. And then everybody else can go to the locker room after the players have changed and had a few minutes and go interview whoever they want in the locker room and have casual conversations. So I wanted to talk to Jameer Watkins because, you know, he went to VCU. He reached 1,000 career points yesterday. I think he's pretty good at basketball. So he was on the stage, but there were, like, nobody was in there asking questions. So I went to the Florida State guy. I said, can I get Jameer after? He says, sure. It turns out there are no Florida State reporters here. There's nobody who covers Florida State basketball. So I ended up just in the locker room with Jameer Watkins for a while, shooting the breeze. We played a portion of that at 10 o'clock. So grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button if you miss that, or wait for it on the pod, MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. Great chat with Jameer Watkins earlier, which was a ton of fun. But the other thing that's funny is Mark Berman of the Roanoke Times, who covers Virginia Tech, he's got a – acerbic style, right? There's a $10 word for you. You know, if you're not used to the Mark Berman style, it can catch you off guard. It caught the moderator off guard yesterday. Here's Mark Berman getting to the bottom of Virginia Tech's loss to Florida State.
Here in the front, Mike, you talked about the importance of rebounding yesterday. How did you feel you did in that regard today? See the number?
Here in the back.
So these don't lie. These are right at you, black and white. Football, rushing yards, sacks, turnovers, and basketball. I mean, you look at it, Mark, you can look at it. I did tell you that we had to take care of the ball. 13 is too many. We needed to rebound. We out-rebounded them 14 at our place. They out-rebounded us today by 9. It's a pretty easy game. I so help me goodness think I could sit here with this young lady, not know anything about it, bring me the final stats, and I could tell you the outcome. Don't show me the score. I could tell you. So I was correct in my assessment.
That's hey, did you see the number? And then the moderator is like, oh, next question, here we go. But that's just how they engage. Mike Young, little banter with Mark Berman there at the ACC tournament yesterday as Virginia Tech processes its loss to Florida State. Hokies out of the tournament. Big day of basketball coming up here, though. I think Florida State, North Carolina is going to be a great matchup. Before we slide to the break, we'll give you an update from Brooklyn. You are up 7-0 on St. Joseph's at the first media timeout. 7-0 lead for the Spiders as they get things rolling today. Of course, we'll send you out live to Brooklyn here in a bit with our guy Adam Epstein. He'll do AWOD radio from courtside, and then we'll have full play-by-play of VCU-UMass at 2 o'clock with Robbie and Rodney. All this tournament coverage is thanks to our friends at Cowan Gates, a full-service law firm. Look, we're here. We're in D.C. We're having a great time. Cowan Gates, think of them when you think of your law needs, personal injury, family law and divorce, business, corporate law, state law, criminal defense, and real estate. That's all of it, folks. If you need a lawyer, give Cowan Gates a call. Visit them online, cowangates.com. Back with a little crosstalk with Brooklyn. We'll slide up the Northeast Corridor, check in with things at the Barclays Center right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now 105.1 FM. Oh, yeah, got my music, got this music. We got music all over the place. We are live, Capital One Arena. Good morning, Richmond. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, underway, 10 o'clock. We're in Washington, D.C. We've been in Washington, D.C. all week. If you're new to the program, we're in Washington, D.C. all week because the ACC tournament's here. We're having a great time. We'll also check in with Brooklyn because today is a VCU basketball game day as well. But we got big action here today. Our reminder off the top here, our coverage from D.C. is sponsored by our friends at Cowan Gates. Cowan Gates is a full-service law firm, personal injury, family law, divorce, business and corporate law, estate law, criminal defense, and real estate law. I mean, that's all of them, basically. If you need a lawyer, call our friends at Cowan Gates, 804-320-9100. Or if you're an internet person, cowangates.com, cowangates.com. You hear the sounds of Butcher Brown in the background here. I just learned they're from Richmond. I'm embarrassed to admit this. I had not heard of the band Butcher Brown before today, but the whole world's going to hear about them tonight. They're performing at halftime of Duke against NC State. So that's 7 o'clock game tonight. Duke NC State here at halftime. If you're watching the game, Butcher Brown is going to perform. They're from Richmond. They're kind of jazz, kind of funky. Hazel, you've been listening to them for a little while here. I like it. I dig it. I like this sound. It's a little bit like I'm going to blank on it. Bruno Mars did a collaboration with Silk Sonic, I think. I may be blanking on that. That may not be right. With Anderson Paak. I think it's
I'm not going to correct you.
Yeah, you know, that's all right. We're going to roll through it. But you can enjoy Butcher Brown doing their sound check in the background here. They didn't count on Richmond Radio being here live at 10 a.m., but they're certainly – we're going to call them our house band today. We got a house band today. I'm fired up about that. MP on the mic, 2 hours. We'll take you up to noon. AWOD Radio takes over. He's live in Brooklyn, 1:15 today. VCU basketball pregame, 2 o'clock tip. VCU against UMass on your home of the Rams, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we'll get to everybody. A squeaker for VCU yesterday, a very disappointing performance in a lot of ways, but you survive, you advance, and they'll actually open as favorites today against UMass by a point and a half. Pretty intriguing game down there. We'll dive into that in a bit. Before that, Richmond takes on St. Joseph's in the opening game of the day in Brooklyn at 11:30. At 10:30, we'll go out to Brooklyn. We'll check in with our guy Lane Casadante at CBS 6, as we do on Thursdays. Lane is down there getting ready. Chatted with UR coach Chris Mooney a couple days ago on their preparations right after Chris Mooney was named the ACC Coach of the Year. Of course, they also have the Co-Player of the Year as well, and Jordan King for UR. So lots of regular season accomplishments. You throw them out the window now, though. Spiders tip at 11:30 against St. Joseph's today. Only 3.5-point favorites, which tells you that things are going pretty well. But here we got action at the ACC tournament as well. That is, yeah, we start with North Carolina FSU. North Carolina takes on Florida State at noon today. Pitt and Wake, the late game. This morning, Pitt and Wake, by the way, fired up for that one. That's got all the vibes of a tournament play-in game. And we'll talk about NIT down the line here as we get back to Virginia Tech, because they lost yesterday against Florida State. Very much in the running for an NIT spot. Duke NC State tonight, and then 9:30, get to 11:40 WRVA for UVA taking on Boston College. So UVA Boston College tonight at 9:30. That's an estimated tip time. We didn't hit 9:30 last night. I promise you that. They went a little later than that last night for BC and Clemson. I am scared to death of that game and that outcome last night. UVA against Clemson, which was your projected matchup, was a game the Cavaliers could afford to lose. Clemson's one of the three teams here that is stone cold, locked into the tournament, cannot do anything to play their way out, which is weird because they're the sixth seed, but they had a great non-conference. So UVA Clemson, you lose, you lost to a tournament team, you live, you learn, you move on, you're still in the tournament. Very concerned about UVA Boston College. Boston College is the 11th seed. Third game in 3 days. I don't know if they're running out of gas. What I do know is a loss, I think, could put Virginia back on the bubble. Because they went up to Chestnut Hill, and it took some late heroics to beat Boston College. This is not a gimme game. I'll be very curious to see what happens tonight, Virginia-Boston College. I think that was a bad break for the Wahoos yesterday. You get an easier game. We were in the media hospitality room last night. That's so at the media hotel here, which I'm not staying at because it's expensive. So if anybody, BZ, if you're listening, I'm looking out for your bottom line. Don't you worry about that. But at the media hotel, the fancy hotel, they have a conference room. It turns into the media hospitality room after the games. Now, this started like, you know, back in Greensboro where you couldn't find bars that were open at 1:32 in the morning when we wrap up work, so they would take care of us. That's not a problem in D.C., of course, but the tradition continues. I was giving my take to, you know, our guys. David Teal was in there. I said, I don't like this at all for Virginia playing Boston College. And he said, why? Well, if they lose, they're back on the bubble. He goes, well, they're not going to lose. And then, yeah, I played that game yesterday at VCU Fordham. I'm done playing the they're not going to lose game, and you're certainly not going to catch me playing the they're not going to lose game with UVA the way their last month has gone. 11 o'clock, we'll get Frank Maloney on the line. Who's talking is, of course, the UVA-centric show here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. He will join us to break down all things UVA coming into tonight's matchup. Looking forward to having him on. Looking forward to chatting UVA, looking forward to chatting all things Brooklyn with Lane Casadante. But yesterday, Virginia Tech lost to Florida State in what I thought was a hard-fought game, very competitive game both ways. For Florida State, the standout of the game was Jameer Watkins, tied for the most points in a second-round ACC game in tournament history. So Jameer Watkins had himself a day against the Virginia Tech Hokies. He is, of course, former VCU player. He was instrumental in those VCU teams under Mike Rhodes. He was a great player there. Left for Florida State, 34 points yesterday against the Hokies. Had the chance to talk to him. Hazel, this is clip number one here. Had the chance to talk to Jameer Watkins, of course, former VCU player, great player for VCU. Put up 34 points yesterday against Virginia Tech in Florida State's win and hit 1,000 points on his career. So we chatted for a couple minutes, had a chance to catch up. That interview is right now.
Leaving VCU, coming here, what your year's been like, what went into that decision, and kind of playing with these guys now?
Coming in here, I feel like it's a similar, like, defensive style. Like, they get after them on defense, and just, like, being under Coach Ham, his legendary coach, I was just blessed to be able to get this opportunity to play under him.
I know you played great competition, VCU, obviously. What's it like night in, night out in this league?
It's different, but I would say, yeah, it's definitely different. I would say it's more like competition, like bigger group of guys. Like, coach play like more like it's more like size-wise matchup for them. But I feel like it's definitely a big change.
Do you feel like you've been able to prove what you set out to prove, that you could hang at this level?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. A 1,000 career points today. Congrats on that. What does that mean for you in the scheme of things in that year?
I feel like it's been a roller coaster career for me. You know, getting injured my second year. You know, just seeing everything come together, it's a blessing for me.
Were there times where you wondered if this would happen, if you'd be on the other side?
I kind of just trusted the process, just going along with it.
Nice. Do you keep in touch with them, maybe see them?
Yeah. We all got a like group chat, so we stay in touch, like get our group FaceTimes in all the time.
Nice. For you guys, for this team, obviously big test awaits you tomorrow. What do you make that North Carolina and the chance to, you know, prove yourselves on the big stage?
We had them twice. I feel like this game, like the third time, it's always a charm. So I feel like we're going to be able to get them this game.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Yep. Thank you.
There you go. Tough to beat a team three times in a season, right? Florida State leaning on that today. Great team. Coach Leonard Hamilton, you heard Jameer Fridham as Coach Ham, the veteran, the dean of ACC coaches, coached a great game down the stretch against the Hokies yesterday. Tech got Florida State in foul trouble really early in the second half, and I thought, all right, things are looking up. Virginia Tech, very good free throw shooting team, but Florida State played a clean game down the stretch, hit some big shots when it matters. 34 from Jameer Watkins certainly did not hurt. So chat with Jameer Watkins there. You heard that from the Florida State locker room after the game. Appreciate him taking a couple minutes with us. Not the first time Jameer Watkins has been on the Fan, of course, dating back to his time at VCU. On the other end of that, Virginia Tech coach Mike Young reflected on the challenge of guarding Jameer Watkins yesterday.
Well, his tendencies are very obvious. It doesn't take you long. He's a good player. He is going to drive the ball with his right hand, and he wants to get to the middle of the floor, and he wants to use his power and his length and athleticism to get over top of you and score that. We allowed him to do that a little bit. Out of his left hand, he's going to catch and shoot it. He's going to bounce it and shoot a few free. Made a three in the first half. We had our hands down. And he did a good job of getting to the middle of the lane. In the second, we had to bring a double team to him, turn him over once. But, you know, then they move to the middle of the floor. It's not as hard to get a second person to him. And they run a little rub screen, you know, off the primary defender, and he was able to get downhill with that. So, you know, the kid, and doggone, I don't know if he missed a foul shot. He missed a foul shot in the first half, but I don't know that we've had anybody clip us for 34 points this year. He was very good.
He was very good yesterday. Jameer Watkins playing some good basketball for Florida State. Leads them to a victory over Virginia Tech. Unfortunately, a quick stay in D.C. for the Hokies as they fall to Florida State. We'll dive into their game, their NIT possibilities in a bit. You'll hear more from Coach Mike Young as the show goes on. Today's show live from D.C. In the background, you hear the thump. That is the sounds of Richmond's Butcher Brown. Butcher Brown will be playing at halftime in tonight's game between Duke and NC State. So we're here all week in D.C. This is our last show where we get the juice, right? Because tomorrow is just the semis. So tomorrow we'll do a live from the hotel show or something. I don't know. We'll go somewhere. Find a bar that's open at 10 a.m. I don't know what we'll do. We plan it on a day-by-day basis. What I do know is that our coverage from D.C. is brought to you by Cowan Gates, huge supporters of Virginia Tech Hokies athletics, and maybe not done yet for the season. We know Cowan Gates isn't done yet, but the Hokies might not be done yet either. NIT might await. I know NIT talk isn't like everybody's favorite way to spend a day, but I think it could be beneficial for this team. We'll break that down on the other side of the break. We'll get you ready for three other great games today as well involving local teams. Started off with UR. They tip off in about an hour 15 minutes against St. Joe's. VCU UMass at 2 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. UVA Boston College tonight at about 9:30 on 1140 WRVA. Fantastic day for basketball. Fantastic day to be live in D.C. Fantastic day for you to be listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Live from Washington, D.C., thanks to our friends at Cowan Gates, a full-service law firm, big supporters of Virginia Tech basketball. We'll get to UVA. We'll get to VCU. We'll get to Richmond. We got a full-service show for you, folks. Cowan Gates, full-service law firm. MP on the mic, full-service sports radio show. We got four teams to break down. I mean, shoot, we got more than four teams. We got Longwood's dancing, JMU's dancing. We got all sorts of dancing going on. Hampton Sydney's still dancing this weekend in the D3 Final Four. The question is, will the Hokies be dancing? And the NIT's a possibility for them. And Mike Young was asked after yesterday's loss to Florida State if the Hokies would consider playing in the NIT, because not everybody's into that kind of thing. Mike Young, very much into that kind of thing. Here's what he had to say.
Would you welcome an NIT bid to continue your season?
Yeah, absolutely, David. Absolutely. To play in the postseason, sign me up. You know, we all want to play in the big one, but to coach these guys again and, you know, make a run at that thing, you're doggone right. I'm never going to be too big for my pants that that won't be the opportunity to play in the postseason. I don't care what anybody says, not what all of us want to do, but it is still a great tournament, and I'd like to do that.
I'm never going to be too big for my pants is a great line, by the way. I am sometimes too big for my pants, so I can't follow Mike Young there. But he's not too big for his pants to play in the NIT, nor should he be. Right, because you break it down. Some teams don't want to be in the NIT because all their players are leaving. Right, they're all going to transfer. They're all going to go get NIL deals. They're all going to go, you know, do whatever it is college kids do these days when they're not playing basketball. But for Mike Young, for his team, I mean, I love the identity they've built. They play tough. They play hard. Certainly lots of teams aspire to that. But the Hokies, I think, actually do. I think they play a really fun brand of basketball. They have an identity. They play it out. They're not one of the best teams in the ACC. And you saw that over the course of a season. And they're not an NCAA tournament caliber team. But I think that's a team that could have a lot of fun playing together in the NIT, and certainly a team that could benefit from a little bit more basketball, especially if Mike Young's going to be able to keep the gang together next year. You know, you talk about, right, everybody wants to find a Tony Bennett. Everybody wants to find, you know, their guy. But I think in Mike Young, they've got a guy who he's I don't think he's ever going to be elite. I don't think he's ever going to have Tech in that top three consistently. But I think year in, year out, he fields basketball teams that the fans can be proud of watching, and that that the program can be proud of. And even if they played tough, they played hard all the way to the finish. I thought it was a very impressive showing by Tech yesterday, who hung with Florida State for a while, got him in foul trouble, couldn't quite seal the deal down the stretch. Florida State made some big shots, and it looked good for a minute. Tech had them in foul trouble. Florida State got their 10th foul, about 9 minutes left to play. Tech's a great free-throw shooting team, really couldn't capitalize on that, couldn't get back to the line, out-rebounded, too many turnovers, ran into a better team. And now Florida State's the team that gets a shot at North Carolina here. Clock here has been set to 90 minutes to get us ready for warm-ups here at Capital One Arena. We're live in D.C. all week. Clock's under 90 minutes out in Brooklyn, getting you ready for Richmond against St. Joseph's today at 11:30. The Hawk will never die. That's one of my favorite bits in all of college basketball. The St. Joseph's Hawk flaps his wings for the entirety of the basketball game, which is very impressive to see in person. And he'll be out there today. He or she will be out there. I don't know who's in the suit. It becomes a hawk. Whoever gets in the suit becomes a hawk at that point. It'll be flapping its wings for about two and a half hours of basketball between Richmond and St. Joe's today. Chance for the Spiders to redeem themselves after a pretty disappointing finish to the regular season. They win the A-10 title. They cut down the nets at home on Wednesday, and then on Saturday they go out to George Mason, get dealt a pretty ugly loss. Easy to write that one off, right? Human nature. They'd already got everything they came there for. On the other hand, definitely knocked them off of any kind of tourney bubble that might exist. Even the NIT bubble is a thing for the Spiders, right? We talk about Virginia Tech and the NIT. So the NIT changed its rules this year. And just commentary here, it's stupid. The NIT used to be, if you won your league in the regular season and you didn't make it to the NCAA tournament, you got in automatically. That was a good rule. They got rid of that rule, and now they've guaranteed two spots to each of the power conferences, which is insane to me. Why do we have more power conference action? Like, we don't need more 10-10 ACC teams over teams from small conferences that would legitimately enjoy the opportunity to play in the NIT, whatever. But the point is, there's two guaranteed spots for the ACC. They're dished out based on the net ranking. So UNC, Duke, Clemson, they're all in the NCAA tournament. Your next three are Wake Forest, Pitt, and UVA. So if UVA can get in, and if they beat Boston College tonight, they're in. And goodness, they need to beat Boston College tonight, because this would be just, the wheels would fully come off if they don't beat Boston College tonight. Not a given, though. Not a given. If Virginia beats Boston College tonight, they're in. So your two teams are Wake Forest and Pitt. So if one of those teams somehow can sneak in to the dance, and they play each other here, about 2:30 today. That'll be a fun game. If the winner of that game can sneak in the tournament, Virginia Tech would be in line for an automatic bid to the NIT. As insane as that sounds, an automatic bid to the NIT. And I certainly, if Richmond doesn't make it, I hope they are selected out of the principle of winning a very tough Atlantic 10 league, getting the opportunity to continue to play, because I think this is a team that deserves to continue to play for all they've done this year. All right, we'll dive further into that. We'll travel up 95. We'll take the Northeast Regional chat with our guy Lane Casadante of CBS Sports. He's in Brooklyn getting ready for Richmond at St. Joseph's. Big day of local basketball. That'll be followed by VCU-UMass. You'll hear it right here on The Fan at 2 o'clock. Robbie and Rodney on the call from Brooklyn. Come back tonight about 9:30. UVA takes on Boston College in a sneaky big game. Plenty of time to break it all down. We're off and running. We're live from D.C. Thanks to our friends at Cowan Gates. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Thursday morning, we are live from Washington, D.C. Thanks to our friends at Cowan Gates, full-service law firm. They've got offices in Richmond. They're located on the south side near the intersection of Huguenot and Robius. Also a satellite office in Williamsburg that focuses on real estate law. Call them 804-320-9100, online at cowangates.com. As you hear the warm-ups behind us, they were getting us ready for the Hokies yesterday. Hokies one and done here at the ACC tournament. They stand by, though. A reminder, the NIT has guaranteed two bids to each of the power conferences. So if UVA gets in to the tournament, which they need to beat Boston College tonight, and if Wake Forest or Pitt gets in, and they play each other today, so the winner of that game could end up in good position, that would open the door for an automatic NIT bid for the Virginia Tech Hokies, which would extend their season, play a little more Hokies basketball here on 910 The Fan. Of course, VCU basketball on The Fan today. Robbie and Rodney will have the call. AWOD takes over at noon, live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Look, we'll take up grievances later, Hazel, but AWOD is courtside in Brooklyn. Courtside means like he's like, you know, 10 feet from the basketball players. I am on the sixth floor of Capital One Arena, the ACC tournament. I'm not mad. I'm getting some good cardio in because the elevator is not turned on when I get here in the morning.
Well, we learned that elevators are not trustworthy.
I can think of a lot of elevators that aren't trustworthy. The Odyssey Richmond elevator, not trustworthy. This one, I think, is trustworthy. It's just not turned on, which makes it hard to go on an elevator if it's not turned on. So I get six floors of cardio every morning coming up to do the radio show. When I worked at the newspaper, I brought in a job interviewee, a prospect, I guess. I don't know what the term is. Somebody who was interviewing for a job. And we got on the elevator. We were on the fourth floor. So I'd take them up. Yeah, I'd normally take the stairs because, I'm a stairs guy.
Cardio.
Thank you. Yes, cardio. Mm-hmm. Got to stay fit. Normally I take the stairs, but you know, when you're with somebody, you take the elevator to the fourth floor. That's just common courtesy. The elevator got stuck. We were stuck in the elevator for 10 to 15 minutes. She took the job. So I don't know whatever I said in there must have worked. But we did get stuck in the elevator. Very awkward situation.
Did you do the interview in the elevator?
We had done the interview already. That would have been ideal if it was on the way in. Like, all right, well, since we're both here, why don't you have a seat? We'll knock this out. No, it was after the interview. I had already said the goodbyes and everything. We were winding it down. Just had to make it down to the first floor, and we couldn't pull it off.
Oh, that's like when you say bye and then you walk the same way.
Oh, yeah. See you later. Oh, we're going to the same place. Oh, we're still here. We're still doing this. Yeah. Oh, no good. That's all right, though. I love being in D.C. I'm taking the metro to work this week. I love taking the metro. It feels like such a big city thing, right? Getting on the subway, doing the thing. It became an obstacle, though, on Tuesday, because as you know, I forgot my USB adapter to plug in the radio headset, which is an important part of doing radio.
It is. Some people would say that.
It's a top five most important part of doing radio is the headset. So I went over to Staples because, like, they don't have, like, Targets, you know, in downtowns. So that's not a thing. I went into a Staples, and I asked the person, I was like, do you have USB adapters? They're like, no, we don't have USB adapters. I don't know. It seems like a thing Staples should have. Anyway, so I start Googling, like, hey, you know, where can I get a USB adapter down here? And the answer that popped up was Staples. And so I went back to Staples. I said, hey, I'm looking for this thing. It was a different person. She's like, oh, yeah. Took me to where it was. They didn't have any. But then as I'm walking out, they have them in, like, a display at the front counter.
Oh, my God.
Which is a long way of saying, like, my life was moderately inconvenienced for 5 minutes. But we've got the adapter. We've got the show. It's important because, as you could tell, there's a lot of background noise here. So we need the professional radio equipment to know what's going on.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you survived your Staples saga.
I survived the Staples saga. We'll get T-shirts to commemorate that for MP on the Mic listeners. I want to get to your thing in a second because this is good. But I do want to mention, because this feels like the right time to mention it, the Richmond Kickers are starting a women's team. And they unveiled their name last night. And they are going to be called the Richmond Ivy, like ivy that grows on plants. And the color scheme is green. I dig unusual names, so obviously you know I'm going to be all in on this from the start. But it's it's cool. We've got a women's soccer team. They've got a name. They're the Ivy. I can't think of any other sports teams named the Ivy anywhere, so I dig it.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with a chant. I can't get one off the top of my head. Go Ivy.
Yeah, well, the problem with Ivy, like, Ivy, like, strangles things, but we can't use that in a chant for reasons of
get them.
General politeness and societal manners. Yeah.
Really intense over here.
Poison Ivy, again, like, I don't know. Can we work with that? They've thought this out better than we've thought this out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all in. We're all in.
All right, so I was lamenting the end of the Iditarod update, but then you hit me with some very important information, so I think our listeners need to know this.
The World Eskimo Indian Olympics start today.
The World Eskimo Olympics start today. All right, so we're going to learn about this, and we're gonna update you on this, because there aren't enough snow sports in our life here, so this is good. We'll get an update.
It's warm right now. We're taking you up to Alaska, Canada.
Yeah, it's gotten way too warm. It was a beautiful night last night. One of my other favorite topics here in the random things at the end of the hour segment. We were at a bar last night between the games. My friend Pam, she was out with her boyfriend, and she says, "Are you in on this Kate Middleton thing?" I said, "I've never been more in on anything than I'm in on this Kate Middleton thing. I'm 1,000% in on what's up with Kate Middleton." And so we broke that down for a while. So I don't think we found her, but just know you got DC's finest minds working on it right now.
Detectives on the case. Track her down.
She brought new information to my attention about him using his personal seal instead of the family seal when he released a statement about Palestine a week and a half ago. So I feel like, you know, we'll dive into this. We'll crunch all the numbers. This is the only sports show in Richmond, Hazel, with the guts to ask the question, where is Kate Middleton and what are
where
they hiding? What are they hiding? You know, I'm calling out Big Al. I'm calling out Bob Black. I'm calling out AWOD. Will they have the guts to demand answers on Kate Middleton as part of the Richmond Sports Talk community? That is my challenge to them. We got to step aside. Top of the hour, Frank Maloney's up on the other side. UVA basketball tonight. He hosts Who's Talking on the Fan. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.